Hello, listeners. You've tuned in to Ducks Discuss, hosted by students in the University of Oregon English Department. Each episode will discuss prose, poems, analysis, theory, and research going on in the world of literature. We're often joined by a guest, whether it's a student, professor, or alumni. Whomever it is, we're exploring the power of the written word. All right, let's discuss. Hi, I'm Alana. I will be hosting today's podcast, and I am joined by Alice and Mackenzie. Can you give us a little introduction and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, okay, so I'm Mackenzie. I'm a fourth year English student. I'm graduating this term, this fall term, which is super exciting. That's all.
Amazing. And Alice, welcome.
Hi, I'm Alice. I'm also an English major and also a creative writing minor, and I'm a third year this year.
Fabulous. And just to reintroduce myself, I am Alana. I'm a third year here at UO. I'm a major in English with two minors in theater arts and women, gender, and sexuality studies. And of course, this is an English podcast, so we can't continue without asking, what book are you currently reading?
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I have two different answers. The book that I'm publicly reading right now is, let me check my Goodreads. Oh, North and South by Elizabeth Gaskell, which I am reading, technically. But all the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce stuff has been going on. So I'm reading a sports romance right now from Kindle Unlimited that I don't even know the name of. Yeah.
I think it's important. There's a public-facing book usually, and then like a guilty novel. Though I honestly
Exactly.
think those are just as valid because they bring you joy.
So true. And what else is reading even about?
Absolutely. Alice, what book are you reading?
I'm reading Once There Were Wolves by Charlotte McConaughey, which I just kind of found randomly at Barnes & Noble, and I was like, oh, this looks cool, because I went to Yellowstone recently, so I've been really into the, like, reintroduction of wolves and stuff like that, so I was like, oh my god, this is perfect, and it's about, like, reintroducing wolves into the Scottish Highlands, which I think is really interesting, and it's, like, very, like, dark and gloomy in fall, which I feel like is perfect for the weather and everything right now.
I always find that I read something, like, as soon as it gets cold, I need a spooky or a gloomy book in my hand. I think there's just something that adds to the weather.
Oh yeah, it's perfect.
So true. What about you, Alana?
I am currently reading Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. Which has been on my list forever. And my sisters finally said that they would disown me if I didn't read the book. So it's a bit out of necessity, but it
Love
is
that.
Hilarious. So I'm really enjoying it. So as even though I could talk about books all day, we do have some fun stuff to get into. All three of us have been studying abroad this summer, and I wanted to hear a little bit about what your experience was like, where you studied, and kind of how English played into that. So, Mackenzie, tell us, where were you this summer?
Okay, so this summer I was in Dublin, Ireland, for 2 months. And it was great. It was super rainy. It was super green, not unlike Eugene, Oregon. But it was super fun. I really liked, I was actually interning there. So I really liked everyone I was working with and the people I was living with. It was a great time.
Who were you interning with?
I was interning with a company called Universal Media. So they have several facets. So they have like digital marketing, like social media. They have print magazines and online magazines. They also have podcasts. And they basically contracted with companies to create like marketing through all those different facets. So I was on the editorial team. So I was just writing for their online and print magazines. I mostly focused on, I wrote for a Irish wedding magazine, most of the time, which was super fun. I didn't know anything about weddings, but now I know way too much, so.
That's so cool. How would you say English kind of played into, because that's not necessarily what you would jump to when you're thinking about an English degree, but how did your English background help you with that internship?
Yeah, well, first of all, just developing writing skills is the main thing I would say. And I mean, I feel like getting into like editorial is it kind of is like a pipeline from an English degree because if you love books, you might be interested in publishing books, which I am. So, through just like writing and reading, I have learned how to edit. There's certain classes we have to take. I'm not thinking of the exact word, but the there's editing classes that we have to take is what I'm saying. Art of the sentence, and there's another one. So those ones definitely,
Absolutely.
do you know which one I'm
No,
talking about?
I'm thinking about
Okay.
craft of the sentence, I think is
Craft of the
helpful, I
sentence? Yeah,
think.
there's art of the sentence and craft of the sentence. And then I guess like the other things the English department did for me was through like Sigma Tau Delta, our honor society, and EUO, and also I'm a student worker for the English department. I have been in contact with some English faculty who have helped me with my portfolio, and they know people in publishing. So I think that's the biggest way that the English department has helped me, which is nice because we have such a small English department student-wise that we get to connect a lot with faculty members. Yeah.
Absolutely. That sounds like an incredible experience. And Dublin, I'm very jealous that you got to explore there. Alice, where did you end up this summer?
I was in Siena, Italy for creative writing, which was really cool. It was seeming like the complete opposite of Dublin. It was extremely hot the entire time we were there. It was like at least 90 every single day, and it wouldn't cool off until like 7 or 8 p.m., but powered through. And there were also like we were inside like a medieval city wall, which was pretty cool because like the city had been there for so long, but there wasn't a lot of like greenery and stuff around aside from like the little flowers that were like poking their way up through like the cobblestones, which was definitely different than here for sure.
You painted such a vivid picture. I feel like I can imagine just that like Italian summer. It sounds beautiful, but a little hot.
Yeah, for sure.
What was the program that you were studying with?
So it was through GEO and it was a creative writing program, and I went with two professors, and they one of them teaches at Portland State, and Karen, I think, actually teaches here, Karen Thompson for the MFA program, and or Karen Thompson Walker. And they are married, and so they go every summer and they teach. Casey teaches the literature portion of the course, and you basically go and like you read short stories by American authors that visited the same places in Italy that we were, and then also Italian authors to get like both views of people writing about like this beautiful place that like so many people have created art for and about. And then we also had like a very intensive workshop with Karen, which was really cool because we got like both the like reading and literary analysis side of it and like learning to read like a writer while in this like super historic place while also having like really intensive workshops and building like a really sincere community, which was really incredible.
That sounds amazing. Do you feel like your creative writing practice changed a lot over the summer?
Yeah, it was interesting because I didn't feel like I was necessarily like writing a lot more as much as it was just like visceral inspiration all the time and trying to figure out how to like filter it into something because I was just in such a different atmosphere. And I feel like that practice of like being kind of overwhelmed with things to write about and then like trying to organize them onto a page was very different than what I've experienced before. And I think that that made just like the way that I filter through my thoughts onto a page a lot different.
Totally. And you were doing both creative writing and kind of analysis, and working with literature. So do you feel like the English department prepared you at all for that? Do you feel like your experience abroad was a little bit different than just being in the classroom? Can you speak a little bit to that?
Yeah, honestly, I think the like English department definitely prepared me for a lot of like the networking kind of like Mackenzie was saying. But it was a very different experience in like classroom atmosphere because every single class I had in a museum besides the workshops. So we would like talk a little bit about our reading at the beginning of our museum visit, and then we would kind of be like let loose in these museums and have to find things that like connected back to what we had read and then like write a creative piece about them at the end and then come back together and talk about like the reading we had done. So it was just like a very like active learning process, much more than I think like you can do sitting in a classroom. And yeah, it was very just like inspiration all the time.
That's
That's
actually
amazing.
so cool. I'm just listening to this and I'm like, oh my God, like getting let loose in a museum to write about it. Are you kidding? That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I also am very similar to you, Mackenzie. I interned this summer, but I'm feeling quite jealous that I was not in an Italian museum writing creative work all summer. That
Seriously.
sounds amazing.
There was this one like crazy museum that was like it was the hospital in Siena for a really long time, and so they just kept building out onto it down the hill. So like you go in and like the top floor is like modern, like contemporary art, and then like as you go further and further into the basement, there's like these crazy sculptures and like coins and like transcripts from like the Etruscan period and like BC and stuff like that. And it's so crazy that they have like such varying art and it all can exist in like one building in one city.
That sounds absolutely incredible. I'm honestly speechless. Now you're making me want to go to Italy, which is, you know, the
Do
danger of the English
it.
Abroad podcast. I was, just to give you a little background about where I was this summer, I interned in London, so I was living in central London, and then I was commuting to East London, where there is a portion of London called the Isle of Dogs. I'm not 100% why it's named that, but it's a very fun name. And there was a old church, an Irish church that had been kind of renovated for the community to use. So it had been turned into a theater. It was called The Space. And I got to work with their team that helps bring in fringe theater. And I got to work with marketing and advertising, and I got to work in a lot of the community groups. And I got to host some podcasts for their podcast, which was very cool. And it was, I mean, my favorite part of the experience was probably the fact that I got to work so closely with different artists because the team that was running the space was rather small. And that was just incredible because I got to get real hands-on experience and seeing the day-to-day life of all of the stuff happening in East London at the space, which was very cool. And as a theater minor, that was very exciting.
That's so cool. So, what was your main draw to that internship? Was it the podcasting or like the community outreach?
Yeah, I was drawn to it for a couple of different reasons. One, because I'm a theater minor, I really wanted to get a hands-on experience of what it's like working in and around the theater industry. And this was a really great dive into another, I mean, a whole country away, what their theater looks like, and not only theater, but fringe theater, which I haven't had much experience with prior to this. And also, it gave me an opportunity to explore with writing different marketing material and writing their newsletters. And I, as an English major, love writing. And so this was a really cool opportunity to kind of test my abilities and see what I could do and grow and continue to challenge myself.
I love that all of us were doing such different things with our English majors abroad this summer, because I feel like it really, that is kind of the beauty of the English department here, is you can do like some marketing newsletter, like community outreach, you can do editorial or creative writing, and it all kind of fits. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. It's a very fluid major, and it prepares you for so many different types of things, which is really cool. Because we all had such different experiences, what would be your advice to students who are in the English major or in the English minors and are considering studying abroad, or just for students who are thinking about studying abroad in general?
That's such a good question. I guess I would say, like, if you are like, okay, like I'm just gonna use my experience as an example. So I'm speaking to people who might be in my shoes. If you are in a situation where you don't need credits, and maybe you're gonna graduate early already, or you just don't need the extra credits for whatever reason, you can still do the GlobalWorks program with the University of Oregon, and you can still be abroad for 2 months with other students interning, which I didn't know about until actually after the deadline, and I was so lucky to slip in still. But I guess that my advice would be to check the website, like go to the University of Oregon like study abroad office, wherever that is, and ask what your options are, because there might be more options than you're thinking. That's my advice.
I think that's really important because I also had no idea all the different study abroad options that were available to me until I kind of went knocking on the door of the GO office and started asking questions. So that's really wonderful. Alice, what would you say?
Yeah, I kind of honestly, speaking from my experience, I just like found the program online one day and then signed up for it. And then like before I knew it, I was leaving for in like 2 weeks, and I was like, oh my God, like I'm actually doing this. And then I like realized it. And my biggest like thing that was giving me like anxiety about it was mostly like the people and just being in like a different country where I didn't know the language and like I didn't know anyone there. And I feel like the biggest comfort that I've found from like for that specifically is like you're going to love people that love the same thing as you. Like everyone that I was there with loved writing so much that like we automatically kind of fell into loving each other, and it was really beautiful. And yeah, I just feel like common interest will create that like friendship regardless.
That's super comforting. And also, not even common interest, but just being in the same place. Because when I was interning, I was with people who were interning at law firms and psychiatric facilities and marketing firms, and yet we were all in London, so we all had at least one thing to talk about.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. Like, just the fact that nobody has friends established in another country. So if they're not gonna be friends with you, I guess they'll be alone. So you'll make friends.
Absolutely. I think my one piece of advice is to challenge yourself, to put yourself out there, because I really pushed myself out of my comfort zone. And Alice, I had a similar experience. I was on the plane traveling by myself for the very first time outside of the country. And I was shocked that my actions and my application and my interview had all led to me flying to a different country. And I was able to do it, and I was able to do it well, which was surprising and very encouraging. Thank you both so much for coming on the podcast, sharing a bit about what your experience was like abroad. And I hope that to anyone listening who is interested in challenging themselves and putting themselves out there, that this serves as a bit of inspiration and a bit of comfort that you are not alone and it is so very worth it. Thank you both so much for being on here today.
Thank you so much for having
Thank
us.
you, Alana.
Thanks for tuning in to Ducks Discuss with the University of Oregon English Department. Make sure to look for future episodes, and if you're interested in getting involved, reach out to our email at englddept00@gmail.com or look for more information on our social media at UO English Department. Till next time.
Thank you.